Governor Abbott, General Nordhaus survey Texas flood damage in Kerrville. Texas border business. Kerrville, Governor Greg Abbott yesterday joined Chief of the National Guard Bureau and member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Stephen Nordhaus to receive a briefing and survey damage from recent severe flooding and heavy rainfall in Kerr County. During the briefing at the Hill Country Youth Event Center, Governor Abbott praised the Trump administration's swift response to provide critical resources to help in search and rescue and recovery operations in impacted communities. General Nordhaus outlined the resources that states across the nation have deployed to aid Texas's ongoing efforts to locate missing individuals from the devastating floods. Local first responders and volunteers relayed the resources that Kerrville and surrounding areas need, as well as the hardship the community has gone through in the aftermath of the deadly flooding. Before departing the center, the governor greeted volunteers and thanked them for their selfless, hard work to help Texans during such a tragic time. The governor and general were joined at the briefing by Texas Division of Emergency Management Chief Nim Kidd, Adjutant General of Texas Major General Thomas Sulzer, Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Chief John T. Raines III, Texas Military Department Command Senior Enlisted Leader Command Sergeant Major Frederick Hurd, Texas A&M Chancellor Glenn Hagar, Texas A&M Executive Vice Chancellor Susan Balabina, Texas A&M Board of Regents Chair Robert Albritton, Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service Director David Coatney, Texas A&M Forest Service Director Al Davis, Texas A&M AgriLife Director Rick Avery, and other state and local officials. Following the briefing, Governor Abbott and General Nordhaus participated in an aerial tour to survey damage caused by the catastrophic floods over the July 4th holiday weekend. During the tour, the governor explained the intensity of the floodwaters and the devastation inflicted in places like Kerrville, Hunt, and across the state. The governor also highlighted the coordinated work being done by local, state, and federal responders to quickly rebuild impacted communities stronger than before. After the aerial tour, the governor and general thanked five groups that heroically assisted in search and rescue operations that helped save countless lives. These included two UH-60 Black Hawk assault crews, Ground Transportation Platoon 2, Ground Transportation Platoon 3, a Czech Republic search and rescue team, and Q3X UH-60 Black Hawk medevac crews.